Okay, today we're going to talk about the Kavod and Kedusha of Kohanim. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on this topic. It's not so much practical halacha l'maisa, but he has a lot of the background and lamdas in Minchas Asher on Vayikra Simin Mem Ches. So first, before we begin to discuss it, what's the source? There's a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, where the pasuk says, V'kidashto, that we should sanctify him. And the Gemara, the reason I got onto this topic was because it was in today's, really yesterday's Daf Yomi, but I learned it today on in Horios and Daf Yud Beis and Beis at the bottom, where the Gemara dashes V'kidashto, that you should always make sure that the Kohen is the first one to bench. He's the one that leads the benching. He's the first one to get an aliyah. He's the first one to be notel mana yafa. If there's only one cupcake for dessert, and there are a lot of people that are vying for it, the Kohen is the one that gets it, as opposed to anybody else. That is the mitzvah of being mechabed a Kohen. That Gemara appears not only in Horios Yud Gimel and Beis, it appears in several other places in Shas as well. It appears in Maseches Gittin as well. That's the Gemara. That's the mitzvah. Now, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So it seems to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, just based on the fact that the Gemara is darshaning from a pasuk. However, it's not agreed upon by everybody that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rush, if I'm not mistaken, and Tosfos hold that it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and that the pasuk is only an asmachta, that the pasuk is not meant to be teaching us a din d'oraisa. The Bach has an interesting mahalich. The Bach thinks that there are tzvei dinim over here, and that the Rambam splits his psak, what's a d'oraisa and what's a d'rabbanan. The Bach writes that it depends on what kind of kavod you're talking about, what kind of a kiddushah you're talking about. He says, for instance, there's a mitzvah of letting him eat first and doing all that stuff that we just spoke about, letting him speak first, letting him go first. And then also included in the mitzvah of v'kidashto is the mitzvah of making sure that if he's doing anything wrong that he's not supposed to be doing, like marrying the wrong kind of woman, marrying a woman who's puzzled him, to stop him from that, to make sure that he gets rid of her. That's part of v'kidashto, to making sure that he maintains that same level of kedusha that he's supposed to maintain. But be that as it may, whatever it is, it's at least a chance, or a very solid chance, that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to go and be mechabed kohanim. So what exactly is the geder of this mitzvah? What does it mean to be mechabed? So there are other mitzvahs of kavod in the Torah. Most famously, of course, kibud av v'eim. But you also have kavod talmidei chachamim. Rav Asher Weiss points out very, very nicely that there are, in fact, three different gedarim to the three types of kavod, the three mitzvahs of kavod that you find in the Torah. The geder of kibud av v'eim, if you look in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara says ezehu kibud, so the Gemara explains what exactly is kibud av v'eim. Ma'achilo, mashkehu, give him what he needs. Give him what to eat, give him what to drink, give him clothing if he needs clothing, taking care of the basic needs. Now the geder changes la'achar misa sa'av, then the geder obviously doesn't need anything anymore. The geder is just to say hareni kaparas mishkavo, but that's a different geder. But the basic geder of kibud av v'eim is to take care of what he wants. It's nowhere in the Gemara in Kiddushin that if he just wants you to do something, not for him, not because he needs anything, just it makes him happy when you do something, that you have to do it. That doesn't say anywhere about kavod. That's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Is that kibud av v'eim? If my parent says to me, I want you to eat at this pizza store, not that pizza store, because it makes me happy when my children like the same things I like, and I happen to like that pizza store. I'm not even going to be there, I'm not going to be anywhere, but it just makes me happy. So make an old man happy, do me a favor. So is that a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim? That's a big discussion in the Achronim. But that's the gedder of kavod when it comes to kibud av v'eim. The gedder of kavod when it comes to a Talmud Chacham in your day, Rishman Beisuf Yotes, Shulchan Aruch says, Kol ma she'eved chay lasas l'rabo, anything an eved has to do for his master, a Talmud is chayv to do for his Rebbe. The implication being that the mitzvah, more than just an implication, that the mitzvah of kavod is a mitzvah of hachna'a, of hispatlus, to make yourself a nothing in front of the Rebbe, that you are there to serve. That's a little bit different than the kavod for a parent. The mitzvah of kavod for a Kohen is a kavod of romimus, of just lifting them up on a pedestal, putting them in a place where they go first for everything. That's the geder that the Gemara says. Now, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that there is a common denominator kind of kavod that all three of them have, of just a basic kind of respect, that basically speaking to them in a more respectful way, and the basic overall treatment with more respect, that would apply to all of them, but the specific gedarim seem to be different for each of them. Now let's get into some specifics. There is a Magen Avraham that says that maybe Bizman Hazeh it shouldn't apply anymore because we don't have the same yichus. Kohanim don't have aren't as miyuchas anymore to know for sure that they are in fact Kohanim, similar to what the who is it, the Tshuva of the Beis Ephraim, I think, that says that that's the reason that we don't do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laretz, because every day, because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim anymore. So there is such a Svara out there that it should not apply nowadays. However, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says not that way. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Dalet writes, Shari Nemar V'Kidashto K'Eslam Lechem Elkechu Makriv V'Af Achshav She'en Lanu Karbanos B'Kedushas Hu Omeid. Even nowadays, we don't have any karbanos. A kohen is still a kohen. He still retains his kedusha, and he says haraya. He's asked to marry a grusha. He's asked to be matam in the mesim. A kohen is still a kohen. We treat him like a kohen in regards to things that he's not allowed to do. We should treat him like a kohen in regards to things that we have to that he gains from as well. And therefore, the mitzvah would still apply in our times as well. Just one more word in terms of the geder of the mitzvah. I saw a fascinating tshuva in Betzalel HaChachma, Rav Betzalel Stern, the brother of the Deber Tzinur Rav, the brother of the Ber Moshe. He has a tshuva in Chelek Hesim and Samach, where someone asked him, well, if there's a mitzvah of Kiddushto to be Mechaved the Kohen, so let's say there are five Kohanim in Shul. So what do? We give the first aliyah to a Kohen, and the second aliyah we're already giving to a Levi. Why don't we give the first five to Kohanim? A mitzvah of Kiddushto, a mitzvah to be... You did mikdash on the first kohen. That's like saying, okay, there's a mitzvah of kibbut aveim, so I'll respect my father and my mother. I'll, you know, throw by the curb and, you know, forget about her. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah to be mechabed the father and the mother. You have to do vikidashto for each of the kohanim. So why don't we give all the kohanim, like we do by our kafos, right? Give all the kohanim, and then all the levim, and then all the Yisraelim. Right? Why does it work this way, that it's a single kohen first? So Rabbi Sal Stern explains that the mitzvah, and I think Rav Asher Weiss says this also, that the mitzvah of kavod of kohanim, at least that's what Rav Asher Weiss says in the Shitas Rambam, of kavod of kohanim is a mitzvah of kavod of the shevet kohuna. It's not a mitzvah klape any individual. So once you show that you're giving respect to Shevet Kohuna, you yotze the chiyuv, memele you don't have to continue to go be mechabed each and every kohen. Because klape kriyas haTorah, you show the kavod for Shevet Kohuna already. And he says that's the shitas of Rambam also, because Rambam holds that a kohen is not allowed to be mochel. Kohen Gadol, he says, can be mochel. Kohen Hedyot can't be mochel. I mean, the Kohen Gadol can be mochel. Those extra levels of kavod that you need to show for a Kohen Gadol beyond the fact that he's just a regular kohen, but the regular kavod that you need to show a kohen can't be mochel. He says, why not? Because a kohen gadol can be mochel that which is nogea to him, because he's different than a kohen hedyot. But that which is nogea to everything, to all of shevet kohuna, that you can't be mochel. But anyway, I think you could split up the chiyuvim into three separate categories. There are ritual matters, there are monetary matters, and then there are miscellaneous matters. So in terms of ritual things, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Heis of Gimel says, when it comes to laning, Kohen gets the first aliyah. Mishnah Berurah says, although generally we paskin a Kohen is allowed to be mochel on his kavod, not when it comes to the first aliyah. If there's one Kohen in shul, he can't say, no, give it to somebody else. Mishnah Berurah says, very practical reason. It'll be totally chaotic. Everyone's going to start fighting. You think, that guy's a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Talmud Chacham. You don't need that. So just give it to the Kohen. No one's going to argue, and just, well, people still argue, but give it to the Kohen anyway, and that will be that will be the easiest way to deal with it. He's not allowed to be mochel by benching. He is allowed to be mochel, but not by leining. Menachas Yitzchak has a tshuva, can you give it to the same kohen every time? He says there's the Gemara says in Erev and Samach Gimel that if you give all your matnos kohuna to the same kohen every single time, you're mevi ra of leolam. You're bringing starvation into the world because all the other kohanim are starving and they're not getting any of the matnos kohuna. So he discusses whether this is perhaps, Rabbi Yehuda says, he quotes that Gemara in regards to, Knei Nara, I have four sons. So let's say I wanted to give sandik to the same person every single time. So there's a minhag that you don't give sandik to the same person more than once. Such a minhag. So someone asked Nod Behuda, where did this minhag come from? And Nod Behuda classically says, what are you asking me about something that's not in the Gemara? I don't deal with things that are not in the Gemara. And then he writes a couple of paragraphs where it might have come from. And he says, Erev in Samach Gimel. Maybe it's similar to the idea that if there's some sort of segula to get sandik that it's going to bring Ashiris or whatever, it's maybe Ra'av Li'olam. It's just like that. So maybe that's the Vart. So what about Menachas Yitzchak has, what about in Chelek Tesim and Nuches, what about giving the Kohen Aliyah to the same guy every time? So maybe he says there's what to be choshesh over there, that it's maybe ra of liolam, especially when you buy the Aliyah for him. So then it's more like matnas kohuna. In Chalkas Yaakov, or Chaim Sim Chafei, Rav Breish discusses what it used to be, and it still is in regards to davening, but it used to be even in regards to Kaddish, that if there were multiple Avelim in Shul, only one person would get to say Kaddish. So he says, should the Kohen go first on that also? meaning he goes first for everything else. So Rav Breish thought not so. He thought that that it's understood when you start a shul that everyone has an equal shutfus in the rights to say the Kaddish and the davening, and if everyone's in a similar situation, Shloshim Yivei Kaddish, whatever it is, they all have equal rights. That doesn't trump any of the rules. And that's why you don't find in Shulchan Aruch when it discusses these rules, and there are long biralachas about this, about who comes first, who gets to say the Kaddish, you don't find that anyone says, just let the Kohen do it. Because it's not true, the Kohen does not have that right. When it comes to benching, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim Simon Reish Aleph says, Kohen goes first in benching. In we Paskin, the Kohen may be mochel that issue. Second category is monetary matters. Rav Moshe writes that when it comes, Shulchan Aruch writes, let's start with Shulchan Aruch, and Yerodei Reishon Aleph Siftas, that when it comes to tzedakah, if you have two equal people, you should favor the Kohen over the non-Kohen. When it comes to giving tzedakah, that's today's Daf Yomi. We just learned in Horiyas Daf Yud Gimel. When it comes to Achiyosa, the Kohen certainly comes first. Rav Moshe, though, in Igros Moshe Yerodei Chiladal Simon Lamed Zayin, says that if you're trying to set up a Yisachar Zvulun partnership, you have a lot of money and you want to support someone in learning, there's no need to feel pressure to give to the Kohen. And he also says, no need to give to feel pressure to give to the biggest Talmud Chacham. You give to whoever talks to you, whoever you think you have the kid that grew up next door from you, and therefore it's a big nachas, whatever it is for you, whatever makes you feel good, that you're going to develop a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. You don't have to. Rav Moshe says, maybe it's better not to give to the biggest Talmud Chacham. The biggest Talmud Chacham doesn't need you that much. How about someone who's developing and learning, and you could actually make him something? So Rav Shachty used to always tell us, I don't know why people want me to be their Masada Kiddushin. They should ask their high school Rebbe. By the time they come to me, they're ready into learning. Let them ask high school. That's the one who really got them into learning. Okay, we still always asked him. But all right, that's in terms of monetary issues. In terms of other matters, Mishnah Berurah Reish Aleph Sif Yud Gimel says that if you have five drushas that are going to be given at a bar mitzvah or whatever, let the Kohen speak first. Kohen should always be the one to speak. Also, the Raman, Kuf Chav Chesif Mem Hei, says that you can't be Meshamish B'Kohen. If a Kohen is serving you, you're supposed to say, no, you're a Kohen, you don't serve me. Right? He can be Mochel. He could say, I want to do it anyway, but you're not allowed to be Meshamish B'Kohen. You're not allowed to allow a Kohen to serve you. And that's L'chor Nogei B'Zman Hazeh as well. In the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, I have no idea who it is, but I found it on the Bar Ilan. The Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, he discusses whether there's a chiv to stand for a Kohen or not. Is it a chiv to stand up when a Kohen walks in the room? And I think it's based on a mistaken premise. It's based, Rav Asher Weiss helps solve that problem a little bit, because Rav Asher Weiss tells us, no, don't get confused. There are three different Kedarim of Kibbut. There's Kibbut Ava'im, there's Kibbut Rav, and there's Kibbut of Kohanim. The Kavod of Kohanim is a different kind of Kavod than the Kavod Yishoh, Rav, and Ava'im. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that we know of or discussed anywhere in Rishonim that there's a mitzvah to stand for Kohanim. The question is, based on the Kedarim that we gave, it would seem that there should be, because Romamus, it would seem, standing up would fit that category, but nevertheless, we don't find in any of the Rishonim or in any of the Poskim, except for the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, even a discussion about standing for Kohanim. So I don't think the minhag is that we stand for Kohanim. But overall, we should be aware that there is such a din; it shouldn't be ignored. It's something, being a Kohen means something, and it's something that should be respected and paid attention to.